Test 75, Section 1, Question 22. So with this one, we are really looking for a parallel flaw, because it's saying which is an appropriate analogy, which essentially is just parallel flaw. So it says food co-ops are a type of consumer co-op. Consumer co-ops offer the same products as other stores, but more cheaply. It is therefore more economical to shop at a food co-op than at a supermarket. The thing here is that we have a couple of different problems here. So it's that food co-ops are a type of consumer cooperative, and then it says consumer cooperatives offer the same products as other stores, but usually more cheaply. So it's usually going to be less. But we don't know whether that applies to the food co-ops. The food co-ops could be in the minority of consumer cooperatives. And so that's where we get our flaw, is that it says these people belong to this larger group. Usually this group has that trait. Therefore, those people have that trait. And it could be that they're in the minority. So A, by that line of reasoning, we could conclude that people who own sports cars use more gasoline in their cars than people who own other types, since sports cars use more gasoline per mile than most others. This is actually a flaw, but it's a different kind of flaw, because it's going more gasoline total to more gasoline per mile. So there's a flaw there, but it's not basically that something could be in the minority. By that line of reasoning, we can conclude that it's better to buy frozen than fresh, since fresh are more expensive than frozen and spoil more quickly. It's not talking about this group usually has this trait. C, by this line of reasoning, we can conclude that a person who rides a bicycle causes more pollution per mile than one who rides on a bus, since bicycling is a private means of transportation and private means tend to generate more pollution than do public means. That's going to be good, because it's saying it's picking bicycling, which is a type of private means, but it could be that that's in the minority and it doesn't actually increase the amount of pollution per mile. So C is good. D, by that line of reasoning, we can conclude that more people must be shopping at health food stores, since people tend to choose health food over unhealthful as long as it tastes good, and healthy food is better tasting than ever. It's not really talking about something being or giving the opportunity for something to be in the minority. And then E, by that line of reasoning, we could conclude that the best way to lose weight is increased consumption of artificially sweetened foods, since artificially sweetened foods have fewer calories than foods sweetened with sugar, and excessive calorie intake contributes to weight gain. Well, it's not talking about the best way, it's just saying it's more economical. It's not saying the most economical. E is talking about the best way to lose weight. And so, therefore, C really is our best answer. It's talking about giving us a situation where just because something belongs to a group, in the original it was food co-ops are a type of consumer cooperative, bicycling is a type of public or of private transportation. Just because they happen to fall in those categories doesn't mean they have the traits of the majority. And therefore, C is our correct response.